Simen Tzadi Zayin. It's perfect. Mamish and Yanad Yoma, Shavuos. That's when this comes up, right? The minhag of baking milchik bread on Shavuos. Anybody's planning to do that? Ah, there we go. Perfect. Fine. So the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph writes, Ein Lashon Esa'isa B'chalav. Tell me how it tastes. I've never had it before. V'im Lash, Kol HaPasa Sura Mipnei Hergal Aveira. And the Gemara also over there on Lamed Amid Beis says, Ein Tashin Es HaTaner Be'alya V'im Tash Kol HaPas Kula Asura. Meaning to say that the pas doesn't just become fleishix, but the top pas actually becomes asur. Why does it become asur? Not just fleishik. So Rashi explains, she'en lashin esa'isa b'chalav k'dei shelo yochal basar ima. Elsewhere, the Gemara says this is because of hergal aveira. Does this din apply only to what would create basar b'chalav d'oraisa, or even basar b'chalav d'rabbanan? So the Prima Gadim, Sifsei Das, Sif Katan Aleph writes, V'hu adin b'shuman avaz ukiyotze after have rakter rabbanan. So maybe you'll say that if you had bread that was fleishik, but not fleishik with basar, but fleishik with chicken, it should be mutter, because it's a gzera, l'gzera, mikom makom, lo have gzera, l'gzera, dekarov litos, she'al alechem yichya adam, v'darko lechol in basar b'chalav. Says the Peri Megadim that this would not be considered a gzera l'gzera. Why? Because al alechem yichya adam, people always eat their bread with milchiks and fleishiks and the like, karav hadavar to come to basar b'chalav, and therefore this halach would apply even for basar d'rabbanan. You had a question?
You were saying d'rabbanan anyways because eating it.
Yeah, it's true anyway, but at least if it's basar d'oraisa, so conceivably it could be basar b'chalav d'oraisa if you go ahead and you dip your fleishik of bread into your milchig soup, and so it's possible. But if it's oaf, it's for sure. It's not even conceivable to be an issur d'oraisa, and therefore you might have thought it should be mutter because of gzera l'gzera. No, still, since it's lo shchiach, we say it's asur, and it doesn't. It's not considered a gzera l'gzera. Yeah.
That being shchiach, is that how we find in gzera?
Yes. Yes. There. I mean, sometimes we find it. This is one of the places. Okay. Now, the Gemara, though, says in Lamed Vav Amid Aleph that there's an exception. That if Avid Ke'en Tura, it's Mutter. What does Ke'en Tura mean? So Rashi writes, Ke'en Tura, Me'at, Ke'ayin Shel Tur, Mutter, Lalosh B'chalav, De'achil Le Miyad, Bevas Achas, Velo Mashiach Le, De'linshi Shenilosh B'chalav. Sounds like Rashi means that Ke'en Tura means like the eye of an ox, which is apparently small, at least for a piece of bread. And the point is that if you only make a small amount, so you're going to finish it now, you're not going to have leftovers. So if I'm having a fleishig meal, and I have fleishig bread, and I bake fleishig bread for this meal, but I only break a very small amount, so I'll finish it up this time, there's no concern that I'm going to have my leftover bread with milchiks. The Rif, Chulin Lamed Chesamid Aleph, writes that Ke'en Tura means that you make some type of shinui. For example, you shape your bread in an unusual shape, like the shape of an ox. Ke'en Tura, like an ox. So ox-shaped breads are, you know, you think that these funny-shaped cookies are like a moderne shizach. They used to be really creative. If you make an ox-shaped bread, so it's mutter, even if you make a lot. Why? Because you'll remember, oh, this bread that looks like an ox, this is fleishig bread, and you won't come to eat it with milchiks. The Rashba seems to translate the Gemara like Rashi, but explain the Gemara like the Rif. He writes, Ke'en Tura means that it's unusual in the sense that you only made a small amount, like the size of an eye of an ox. So the pshat is like the Rif, that this is a shinoi, but what's the shinoi? The shinoi is that it's a small amount, not the shape of an ox.
When you say a small amount, does that mean that, like, take this much bread and put it in the oven? Or like you have like a million rolls?
We will define that. The Ezra Sashem, we'll get to that question. Now, how do we paskin like? So the Beis Yosef quotes the Shari Dura, that we paskin like both of them. Now, this might be a very fundamental point. Why? Why would we paskin like both of them? So maybe it's because they don't argue be'etzem. They obviously argue how to teach the Gemara, but both of them fundamentally agree that any time the chashash is not there, any time there's no chance I'm going to come to eat this fleishige bread with milchiks, so then it's mutter. And that could be accomplished in one of two ways, either by having a small amount or a shinoy or the like. So since the metzias is that in both cases there's not going to be a chshash of achilas basar b'chalav, so the Rashi would agree to the Rif would agree to Rashi, they just types the Gemara differently. Now this is very important conceptually, because one of the major questions we're going to ask explicitly in just a minute or two is this pshat, is this like a iser cheftza, or is the pshat that any time the concern exists, memela tzasser? So one way to understand the fshari dura and the fact that we accept both opinions is that basically this is only usr when the chshash exists. When the chshash doesn't exist, it's mutter. Kain Tura is an example of that, and therefore the Rashi could agree to the Rif could agree to Rashi and the like. Alternatively, maybe the reason why we accept Rashi and the Rif is because it's a din derabbanan, safek derabbanan, we could be mekel, and we could be somech both on Rashi and the Rif. Aye, the Ran? No. The Ran by Arbakosos, that's when the whole din would be uprooted. Here, the din will apply anyway 9 out of 10 times. So how you touch the Gemara, we could be Mekel on both questions. Okay, so two ways to understand the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. But either way, like we said, the Shulchan Aruch says either one works, either a small amount or a simen. In Eretz Yisrael, for example, they make dairy berekas in a triangle, and parv bereka is in a square or a rectangle, and that's the siman. Everybody knows that if the bereka is triangle, that this is dairy. Oh. Now, in terms of how little you have to make, again, we said that if you make a shinoi, if you make a small amount, it's mutter. So what is defined as a small amount? So the mechaber sounds like a little bit, so little that you'll eat it in one sitting, which is really what Rashi said, right? So davar mu'at means enough to eat at this meal. But the Rama says, no, as long as you'll eat it in one day, like Shabbos or Shavuos, so that's enough. L'chora, the Badir Shulchan says this, and others, that this doesn't mean 2 days of Shavuos. It's only 1 day of Shavuos. So if you make enough bread for 3 meals, that's okay. But not 6 meals. Now the Aruch HaShulchan writes, this is begins to be Moshe's question, Sifkat and Dalid, that if you have many people in your house, so you could make enough dairy bread that will be finished in 1 day. How much that is, so if you have 10 people in your household, maybe that's going to be 20 challahs, right? You'll eat 20 challah rolls over the course of the Shabbos, so then 20 challah rolls would be considered davar mu'at, and that would be mutter. So Mrs. Levinson apparently made fleishig berekas. So before they were baked, Avi chapt, what was going on? And they said, oh no, if we bake these will be usher. So Avi's chapt was that they're still raw, put them in the freezer, and we'll only bake davar mu'at at a time. You know, 2, 3, 4, 5 berekas will bake at once, however much one eats, however much one would be considered a davar mu'at. And then that would sort of solve the problem, because seemingly, we'll see later, maybe there are other tzad in Lahaka, but seemingly, if you were to bake all the berekas, let's assume for a moment you can't see that they're fleishes. It's not like meat is sticking out, right? But they look like berekas. They just, inside they have meat. We'll talk about whether it applies to mizonos and possible kisten, don't worry. But pashup shot is, we'll see that we are machmir by pasabab kisten. You see that from the Pesach Tshuva. Oh, we'll get there also. Get there. Maybe you can't make cheesecake. Oh, in Yanav Yoma. Great. So we'll get there. We'll get to all these questions. Glean that in. But that was Hischap. Hischap was since they haven't yet been baked. So presumably the Isser doesn't kick in yet until you bake them. That's definitely the Pashtus. We'll see someone that argues with that. Pashtus. So therefore what? But it says if the Isser is Lisha, but when does the Isser come in? In other words, especially because we know that there's a Shinoi, right? So, but good.
Isn't it Tachin Kalia? in the Tanner, that's the Amisha.
Well, no, tachin as sataner means they that's like, I assume, like a lubricant on the oven.
So
no, but the bread become usser when baked in that oven. I have a lot of tashmai taner with alia. I just could only use the taner for fleshic foods. Let's say I want to make bread. So then, if I make bread in that oven, that bread is usser.
Right. Okay. So then meaning bread can become usser. I thought you were saying bread can become usser.
We're going to talk about. Okay. So let's. Okay. We're going to get to that question. There's question number one. The bread definitely becomes usser when it's baked, right? Question we'll deal with shortly is, does it become usser after it's baked? And also, does it become usser before it's baked? When it's baked, that's clear, in the Gemara it becomes usser, right? So fleshic bread, when baked, is usser. Question is, does it only become usser when baked, or even b'shas lisha? And also, does it only become usser when it's baked, and even, what about after it's baked, would it become usser? We'll deal with those two questions, the pre and the post, later. But assuming you could be makel on the pre case, so that was Avi's chap. Yeah. Okay. So there are a lot of practical questions. We'll get there. That's Ezra Hashem. Oh, fine. So what's the gather of this isser? So again, we said before, l'chor, there's two conceptual possibilities. One is that this is a gzera. It's a gzera ba'alma, lest you come to eat your milchik bread with meat. And therefore, whenever the gzera is not relevant, so memela, they were lo gazru. And that's why it's okay if you did it ke'en tura. Option two is no. Chazal were misakein and iser chetza on his bread. Fleshik bread is aser. Except they were mekel in cases where the chash doesn't exist. B'chiyai gavna, the gzera doesn't apply. So what are some nafkaminas? So we'll see many, many possible nafkaminas. So let's start with Sif Aleph. The Rama writes that you shouldn't bake bread together in the oven with pladin or pashtida. Why? We're afraid that they'll leak. What about if they did leak? So then it's aser. So the Shach and Sif Katan Beis writes that based off of the Rama in Toras Chatas, doesn't actually sound this way from the Rama over here in the Shulchan Aruch, but from the Rama in Toras Chatas, it's mevuar that even if the pashtida leaked, and you don't know that the leakage went and actually came in contact with the bread. The bread and the pashtida were far away. Still, it's aser, and it's only mutter when you don't know that it leaked. Why? Because then there's a sfeik sfeika. Maybe it leaked, maybe it didn't leak. The imtim tzalomar, it did leak, maybe it didn't roll all the way up to where the bread is. Maybe it just stayed in the area of where the pashtida was. But, for example, if it was close by, it would be aser. Now, why do you need a sfeik sfeika? Why can't you just say safek derabanan lahakel? So, presumably, hechmiru rabanan kan les or afimakam safek. That was part of the takana. Now, again, the lashon of the Rama over here doesn't sound that way. The Zayde of the Plesi thought that you could be mekel, but the Shach and the Taz all assumed that the only way to be matir here was based off of a sfeik sfeika. However, the question is what sfeik sfeika is necessary. So the Shach quotes from the Hagos Isser Veheter B'Shem Ha'or Zarua that let's say you didn't know whether or not it leaked. There's a different sfeika. Maybe it leaked, and therefore would be mutter even if they were right near each other, right? What's the sfeika? Again, according to the Shach and the Taz, the Ramah's only matir, if you don't know that it leaked and they're far away from each other. So the Arzarua was mako, if you don't know they leaked, even if they're near each other. Why? Suffik zav, suffik lo zav. Vimtim salomar zav, shema lo yochlanu im chalav. So that's the sfeika that's mutter. And the Rama in Toras Chatas rejects that. He's machmir. The only sfeika that were matir is suffix zav, suffix lo zav. Imtim salamar zav, maybe the basar never actually reached the bread. So again, we have a very basic machlokas. The machlokas between the Or Zeruah and the Ramah is the following. If are we mitzdareth, suffik, maybe you won't eat this bread with milchix to the sfeik sfeika. According to the Or Zeruah, yeah, you're mitzdareth, that suffik, maybe you won't eat it with milchix. Maybe you'll eat it with parv. Maybe you'll eat it with fleshix to the sfeik sfeika. And the Ramah says, no, we don't include the suffik, maybe you won't eat it with milchix in the sfeik sfeika. You need two other sfeikas. And that's the way we paskin, says the Shach, like the Ramah lahachmir. So why is it? Why is it that we can't be mitzdareth, the suffik, maybe you won't eat it with milchix? So there are two answers to this question. The Shach says that we're not mitzdareth it because it's very likely that you will eat it with milchix. Kevan deragil hu lecho pasim kol mine ochlin, karov hadavar la'ochlo, gam im chalav. It's not a fake sfeika, because it's not a good suffik. It's not like a suffik ashakul. There's a very good chance you'll eat your bread both with milchix and with fleishix, and therefore it's not a good suffik. Take a look, though, at the Gilyon Marsha over here. Shlomo Eger says, no, there's a much more basic point. The reason why we reject the Isser V'Heter and the Or Zeruah is because Kevan de Asru Chachamim Lalo Shem Chalav Im Kain Mali Yochle Shelo Yochlenu Mikol Makom Isser D'Rabbanan Vaday Rabba Alei. There's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Fleishik bread is Aser. It's Aser whether you eat it with milchix. It's Aser whether you eat it with fleishix. It's an Isser Chetza. They were misakin that it's Aser, so we can't be mitzdareth the suffix. Maybe you won't eat it with milchix. Who cares? This is an Isser D'Rabbanan. In other words, according to the, going back to our Chakira, is this just a chash? Or is it a gzera that fleishig of bread is an Isser Chefza across the board? So now, according to the Or Zeruah, it's definitely just a chash. According to the Rosh Shlomo Eger, it's a takana b'ofen vadai. And the Shach, so you could possibly go both ways. Oh. What are some of the other nafkaminas to this question? So what about the following shayla? Yeah.
I was going to say, what if we were saying the heter would be if you're only baking for that day or if you have leftovers, so there's leftovers.
Let's talk about leftovers. Gevaldik. So let's say you have some, you're making your milchik bread for the first day of Shavuos, I assume. Right? Are you making milchik bread? First day of Shavuos. How are you going to do it? You're going to bake on Yantif?
Making
the flame. What? How could you make it beforehand? You're going to make a shinui?
Yeah.
Ah! We ought to make it without a shinui. Okay, you can do all the time. Well, that's this year. Maybe you'll bake on Yontif. I was getting... Fine. So let's say... So your questions. You go ahead and you make your milchig of bread for Shavuos on Shavuos, and now you have leftovers after Shavuos. You thought these breads were going to be so good. You didn't feel well. You ate not as much as you anticipated. Now you have leftovers. Poof, do they become Aser? So I would have assumed that no, they don't become Aser. Likewise, we saw earlier that there's a halacha that the leftover sliced bread from your fleishig meal that was on the table, we treated as fleishig, right? So treated as fleishig. But lo shamanu, it becomes Aser. So I would have said both of these are the same halacha, because the only time that this shaila is relevant is b'shas safia. Since Shas Afia, this is okay, so it doesn't become Aser afterwards. In both of those shaylos, that's what I would have thought. However, it's not so pashut. The Chavustas over here in the Biurim Sifkat and Vav writes, the Chen Adin Benafal Chalav Al Pas Meruba Afilu Chalav Tzonein De Bedavar Afui V'Yesh Bo Bekayim Bepas Aser Afilu Betzonein. Let's imagine you have a whole bunch of breads, and you're bringing in the groceries, and milk spills on them. They all become aser, because like we said, it's not so easy to do hadach on bread, even though Shulchan Aruch says you could do hadach on bread, right? But anyway, l'maisa, there's bekayim, you're not going to do hadach on your bread becomes aser. So the Chavos Das clearly assumes, not like I thought the whole iser is totally b'shasafiyah. Chavos Das says, no, it's aser even shol b'shasafiyah. So why you allowed to put cheese on your bagel, cream cheese on your bagel? Say stuffer muat. Also, there it's nicker. It's clear, it's obvious. When there's cream cheese on a bagel, you could tell there's cream cheese on a bagel. And therefore, anytime it's obvious, then it's going to be mutter, cream cheese on a bagel, a deli sandwich, all those shilas is nothing
but
to talk about. What?
Butter.
Butter on a bagel. Okay, good, good. So according to that, if it wasn't muat, and you put butter on a bagel, and it's not nicker, and you have leftovers or whatever, according to Chavos Das, it's going to become aser. L'chora. Do we paskin like this Chavos Das? The Aruch Shulchan Sif Tes says you should. Kevin Shekach Horu, he's not so sure, but he writes, Kevin Shekach Horu B'dorah Shelefaneinu Kasha Lavor Al Divrayim. Mi'ol Kopanim Ein L'Hachmir B'zeh Harbe. Whatever that means. But at least, I guess, when it's not a big loss, you should be Machmir. And I, what about... The Badi Yashulchan also in Simen Sadi Aleph, in Siyunim, Sif Katan and Aleph, dealing with the leftover bread, sounds like maybe to be Machmir. So how do you deal with that din, right? Leftover bread. We said leftover bread is fleishiks, but we didn't say it's Aser. So maybe you have to say there's some type of Heker, or it's Davar Muat. The Badi Yashulchan, as I said, in Simen Sadi Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Zayin deals with that. But it's pretty schwer. I would think that the pashup shot from the fact that we say leftover bread is mutter but fleishiks is a strong indication that the iser doesn't kick in shelo b'shasafia. The Chachmas Adam is also note l'hachmir. He writes in Klal Nun Sefei, b'makom hefsid meruba yesh lismoch lahoros b'pas shezav tachtav chalav oshuman az yechale kapas labatim harbe l'chol balabayas kikar echad. So let's say you have a bakery, and in your bakery, milk, or you're at home, I guess, you're making challahs at home, and as you make challahs, a bunch of milk falls onto the challahs after they're baked. So don't put them in your freezer, but go ahead and give challah to your whole building, one loaf per person, and say, everybody finish this up today, and that's what you should do. But you see, all these poskim are assuming that we are machmir, even shelo b'shasafia. Now, l'chora, I thought that this is going to be totally in the hakira that we said. Namely, if you think that this is a chshash, it's a gzeira, the gzeira is that any bread where it's likely or there's a good chance that this is going to come to bas b'chalav is aser, so then who cares? Why would you just focus on shasafia anytime? There's a chance that this bread is going to lead to a situation of asbachalav, you have to be machmir. So therefore, if you follow the tzad, that this is just a gzeira, so maishna, shasafia, kodimafia, acharafia, any time the chshash exists, the bread becomes asr. However, if you think it becomes a chester shel iser, so then it's misnaber that it doesn't poof become a chester shel iser when you accidentally drip some milk on it. No, it's a chester shel iser, b'shasafia, they were misakein, that if you make it this way, then it's aser. But if it happens afterwards, so then it's mutter. And that would explain the various poskim who say that it's heter gamor. You don't have to worry about it at all, shelo b'shasafia. Now, l'chora, the same nafkamina would be with respect to whether you could do another nafkamina to the shaila would be whether you could do a shinoi shelo b'shasafia, right? Let's say one type of shinoi we said is to make it in a funny shape. Fine. Let's say you want to do a shinoi acharafia. You're going to go ahead and after the bread is baked, you'll brand a D onto it on all the breads after it's baked. So does that work, or does it not work? So if you take a look at the Pischei Tshuva, Sif Katan Gimel, he quotes the Chavos Das as saying that it's aser, that doesn't work. And likewise, he says that if you make a lot of bread, at that point being mechalek it to a bunch of different people, that doesn't work. Meaning to say, once it's baked, it becomes aser, and that's it. There's no takana. So you can't give it out to a bunch of people. You can't put a shinoi afterwards. So that's the view of the Chavos Das. However, others are mekel. I'll tell you some of their names in a minute. What is that talion? So l'chora, that should be totally on the shaila. Again, if you think that this is a chafetz shel iser, so we'll say, okay, once it became a chafetz shel iser, putting a siman on afterwards is not going to be matir the iser. But if you think it's just a gzeira, so then as long as there's a siman on it, as long as there's practically no chshash that this is going to come to be eaten bebasar b'chalav, then it should be mutter. Oh, good question. So that is an excellent question. So you see that the Chavos Das either doesn't hold of my lamdas, he doesn't think that my lamdas is correct, or he thinks that there are two dinim, and both are true. I don't know how you come up with two dinim from Shas.
You can't
claim
from objective Isser, that can go through Shul Chesed. There's no problem saying, there's only that way I have to say in one direction.
It's true, you could say that. True that. It's a Chiddush though. Now, L'chora, would the Chavos Das be machmir if the Isser came afterwards and a siman came afterwards? It's hard to be imagined that he would adopt both chumras simultaneously. But maybe you would. Maybe it's too late. The Chachmas Adam, as I just quoted before, writes that l'maisef, bread unintentionally, baked bread unintentionally became milchiks or fleishiks, so then you should split it into small sections and deliver it to a lot of different people. Fine. Now, there is a machlokas, whether putting a D on the packaging works. If you notice, there are lots of breads that will have some type of heksher, and it'll say D on it. I don't know, triangle KD bread. So, does that work? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said it works. Why? Because Rav Moshe Soloveitchik held that even a siman l'achar afia works. And once a siman l'achar afia works, so okay, you could hear that a siman on a package works. Could have said maybe a package doesn't work, the bread goes out of the package and the like, but it's at least reasonable to assume that a siman on a package works. You know, one of the ways you could tell whether a kashrus organization is a reliable kashrus organization or not is, do they allow for dairy bread? So the better kashrus organizations don't seem to allow for dairy bread. And it would seem that's because the most poskim don't accept Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's kula. It's quoted in the Pnimei HaRav. And they say, no, you need to have a siman b'shas afiyah, and therefore the packaging wouldn't help. We'll see in a moment that what I just said that was wrong, but we'll get there. We'll get there in just a moment.
It's more like a macro question, but I'm like thinking back to like the Meyer science ideas. Is it so kosher if the Isser is based on the chashash that'll lead to consume dairy and meat, that any situation we can think of where the chashash doesn't apply, we can simply say, even the net?
Within the tzad that it's just a gzera.
Is it so kosher at any time that we think the gzera shouldn't apply that we've been illegal?
You could clear about that. In other words, maybe it's only in these cases that they made that rule. Cain Tura, right? So I would think that's Gufa the Shaila. Right. If it's Cain, if it's, you're saying, well, first of all, that might be what Cain Tura means, especially if you take this approach. If you take this approach, Cain Tura is just an example. Any time, practically, the Chashash doesn't exist, it's Mutter. And that's why, that's going back to the first thing we said, that's why we could accept both Rashi and Rif. Because we think it's a gzera, and therefore anytime the gzera doesn't apply, it's mutter. And Kein Tur is simply an example, but any other example would work.
The kosher position is time on putting the on the package. Is it because it's not inherently on the bread, or because it's la'achar?
So you could say both tainos. They say la'achar, but maybe you could say both tainos.
Because like you said, you take the bread out, and it's not branded.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So another nafkamina l'chora would be, does it trafe up your kelim, right? If you really thought this was an iser chefza, so let's say you had fleishig bread, and you didn't know it was aser, and you had this fleishig bread on your fleishig kelim. Do you have to kasher your kelim? So I would think if it's an iser chefza, you would have to, and if not, if it's just a gzera, obviously you don't have to. They would make your kelim fleishig. They wouldn't make them aser. So I don't know of anyone who's machmir on the shayla. I saw that Rav Shechter in an OU tshuva, X 329 is Mako. But another nafkamina that Rav Shechter does quote, also from Moshe Soloveitchik, whether it's an Isser Chafetza or just a Gzeira, is would you bench afterwards? At least according to the Rambam. What happens if you eat Isser? Do you bench afterwards? So the Rambam thinks if you eat something that's Asr, you don't bench. You don't make a bracha achrona. The Rambam thinks you learn from Zimun, the Gemara says, in Mizamnin alav tu adin, in Mivarachin alav, you wouldn't bench. The Rambam disagrees. We paskin like a shtickle pshara. The Mishnah Berurah, I think, says that if you did a peshoge, you could be samech on the Ravid. But anyway, let's say, according to the Rambam, you ate fleshig bread. So, should you bench? So, apparently, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought it was talui in nischakira, and Rav Moshe was lishitaso. Rav Moshe thought you would bench, because it's just a gzeira, and it's lishitaso that a simon works, lacha rafia. Fine. So, the big question that everybody wonders about is the famous Thomas's English muffins. Oh. Kayadua, Thomas's English muffins, at least many of them, have an OUD on them. How could that be mutter? So originally, they had the following heter. They said, well, this is a simon, because Thomas's English muffins look like distinct from regular bread, and they're always milchik, so it's like a simon. Just like we said, all the berekas that are triangles are milchiks. So all things that look like English muffins have a simen on them and it's okay. The problem is that then they started making pyre of English muffins, or there were knockoff brands that made generic English muffins. And the generic English muffins looked exactly like Thomas's English muffins, but they were pyre, or even pyre, and maybe even Thomas made started making some pyre lines. So there went that thing. So some tried to say, well, since it was so beforehand, everybody knows at least to look. Rav Shechter, though, did not like that. And he thought that at this point, once they started making par of English muffins, then you should not be able to make dairy English muffins anymore. Except for the following. What's the following kula? The kula is that how much milk is in Thomas's English muffins? A tiny fraction. It's well less than shishim. The Thomas at Nicker. You don't put cream cheese on your English muffins, you won't taste the dairy. Why do they bother putting it in? Because people think that foods that have milk in it are more wholesome and more healthy, and like people look at the ingredients and they say milk. Now, it comes after extra percolate or whatever. No, there's milk in here. This is like a healthy food. Okay? So that's why they put the milk in. Really, it's just a gimmick. So now, it's bottle. Oh. So if it's batal, so what's the halacha? So maybe you'll say that it should be asher mishum bittel iser l'chatchila. Let's talk about it at home for a moment. Not yet Thomas's English muffins. Let's do it at home. Right? I want to go ahead and put a little bit of milk into my bread. Is that going to be okay? So the Tzemach Tzedek talks about this. And he says it's aser in mevatlan iser l'chatchila. However, the Nachlas Tzvi, are the tshuvos written by the Pischei Tshuva. You'll see them on your Shulchan Aruch or some of the Shulchan Aruch that's in the back on our Simon Samach Tzadi Zayin Sif Aleph. And he says no. He says that lo asu chachamim ela kedei shelo yochal im abasar. And here, if you ate it with basar, what's going to be the halach? It's mutter because it's batal. So therefore it's mutter. What are they arguing about? L'chora, they're arguing about this chakira. This chakira. Why? Because if you think, what did the Tzemach Tzedek think? This is an Isser Chafetza. Any milchik bread is asr. And therefore, putting in even a drop of milk is going to be begadir bittel asr l'chatchila. Whereas, the Nachlas Tzvi. So chiddush because it wasn't asr. So it's going to be like it's like we're machmir for bittel isel chatchila for basa b'chalav, right? Even though you don't eat bittel, but so that's you're right. He's making an assumption there. But let's just like Rabbi Kivager says by basa b'chalav, we'll say the same thing here. Whereas what does the Nachlas Tzvi say? He writes quite clearly that this is just a gzera. It's a gzera. The gzera is in shayach here. It's going to be mutter. Oh, so Rav Shechter writes. If you want, I brought a copy of it in the Tshuva X 118. About dairy English muffins, says, what's the halacha by putting a little bit of milk in less than shishim? He says, there are three opinions. One extreme opinion is that it's aser al tzbetzel l'chatchila. One extreme opinion is it's mutter to add the milk. We're going to follow the middle opinion that... What's the middle opinion? The middle opinion is like this, he says. You're not allowed to put in milk to eat it with flesh. Can you eat a deli sandwich with your English muffins? So he says, no. And that's why you have to write OUD. Or maybe you think that once anyway, it's 100th, so don't even write OUD on it. Let them put the milk in and you write OU parav. So he says, no. If you were to do that, that would be begadir bitul asur l'chatchila. It's only if you're going to eat them with milchiks anyway. If you're going to eat them with milchiks, so then to put in a little milk, that's not going to be bitul asur l'chatchila. But if you're going to eat them with fleishiks, that's going to be bitul asur l'chatchila. Now, one second. I don't put the milk in. I just go to the store and buy the English muffins, right? Says Rav Shechter, if you go to the store and buy them with the intention to eat them with fleishiks, that point, then and there, in the store, you're over on bitul asur l'chatchila. And not only that, but he says, let's say you brought them from the store to eat them with cream cheese. And then, a little later on, you decide, I want to have a deli sandwich with an English muffin. At that point, that decision, I'm over on the Isser, the Averi says a bitul asur l'chatchila. So this is a huge chiddush, that you could just be over on bitul asur l'chatchila by deciding how you're going to eat this. So Rav Luban, in this tshuva, says, one second, Rav Shechter, you're going against the tshuva of Rav Moshe. Which tshuva? The blended whiskey tshuva. Rav Moshe said that you're allowed to buy the blended whiskeys, and even if there might be bittel, it's okay. According to you, Rav Shechter, by deciding to buy the whiskeys, you're being over on bittel asur l'chatchila. So Rav Shechter says, chiddush? He says, no. You have to say, v'ulai da'as hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein, haisa she'im hakone rotze bedavka b'shnaps hazeh b'myuchad, she'az lo chashiv ke'efshar bekal lismoch ala bittel. Says Rav Moshe, Rav Shechter like this. Anytime the yisod of bitul asur l'chatchila is achshav she'tochlanu b'iser tochlanu b'heter. I'm sorry, and davar she'shlama tirin. They work together. So therefore, Rav Shechter writes that if I don't have to rely on bitul and I do rely on bitul, so that's bitul asur l'chatchila at that point. That's what he says. So he says, if there's no other schnapps, you only want this schnapps, and this schnapps is blended, and it has sherry or whatever it is, then that's okay. But, you know, like I was joking, you know, OU started giving a hechsher on one of the scotches, right? So now, all of a sudden, according to Rabbi Shechter, the rest became usher all of a sudden. Because unless you dafka want the Glenlivet and you don't want the one that they give a hechsher on, so now all of a sudden it became aser to get the other kinds. That's what Rav Shechter says. It's a shtickle chiddush in Rav Moshe, but that's what he says Rav Moshe. So where does Rav Shechter come up with this idea that the decision that, you know, relying on bittul when you don't need to is the avera of bittul asur l'chatchila? Simen Sadihei, we just did it. You might not have noticed it. Simen Sadihei. If you remember, the Rama wrote the following. He's talking about Hadachas Kelim of the Milchiks and the Fleishiks. He says, "Afilu ein shuman davak b'hen alim kein echad mina kelim ein ben yomo mibliyas kli rishon." So, right, the Rama was machmir for Hadacha, let's say, cooking the Milchiks dishes in the Fleishiks pot, even if they're clean, against the Mechaber. But he says, if one of them is ein ben yomo, it's okay. The odds. Kol akelim mutarim, v'amayim noag in b'hen iser l'chatchila. So why do you have to be noag b'mayim iser l'chatchila? It's no same time l'fgam. It should be mutter, right? I'll treat it as a milchik of water. Let's say the milchik kli was ben yomo, the fleishik kli was eno ben yomo. So just like for the very same reason that you're being matir the kelim, be matir the water. Why does the Rama say v'amayim noag in b'hen iser l'chatchila? So the answer is that basically you don't have to. It's not like a big loss. Not barnat is mutter b'diavad, and the mayim it's not shayach b'diavad because it's not davar chashuv. That's what the shach and the taz say, right? It says the shach sifkat yadalad So Rav Shachter says, you see from here, a yesod, that you should never be samech on bitol, b'makom she'efsher shelo l'smoch alav, even if it's already been nisbatel. And then he says, and not only that, but if you decide to do it at that point, you're over on the avera of bitol aser l'chatchila. So Rav Luban asked back, he said, one second, what about Yoradeya Simen Tzadi Dalet, Tzadi Tes, Shach Sif Katan Chaf Beis? There, the Shach writes, let's say you have milchiga water, right? That's bata. I have a lot of water, and a couple drops of milk fall into my water. Am I allowed to use that water in my chalent? The Shach says, that's okay. Dafilu lechatchila mutar litein hamayim, that has a little bit of milk, lekdera shabasar kevan dekvar nisbato. So you see, so according to Rav Shachter, that shouldn't be right, right? According to Rav Shachter, I would say, no, it's just water, go use different water. Use that water with milchiks and use different water. But the Shach says no. The Shach says, oh, once it's nisbatel already, so shine. So even though we were machmir, we would say you're not allowed to put a couple drops of milk into the water and then put that water into your chalet. We're machmir for that shaila. But if milk fell into my water, and it's batel b'shishim, I could put that milk into the, that water with the drops of milk into the chalet. According to Rav Shachter, that should be aser. So Rav Shachter said back, no, there it's heter beheter. In other words, really, it's not an iser, bitol iser lachatchila over there, because you don't need to come on to bitol. Simply not, there's no iser at all. And he quotes that Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that really you should never have bitol iser lachatchila by Bas Mechalav. Aye, but English muffins are also bitol, are also heter beheter, right? Says Rav Shachter, no! Since they were misakein, the iser of having milchaga bread, it's considered bitol iser lachatchila. So that's why you can't have your English muffins with your deli, and if you do, it's the avera of bitol iser lechatchila, unless you really like English muffins with deli, and nothing else will do.
Then you would agree.
As to be the Thomas's English muffins, like,
that's right.
Then you would agree.
I suppose.
So,
at least according to Moshe. Yes.
So now that they have power of everything, so shouldn't donuts be awesome?
Oh, so gewaldig. So now you're going to say, so the dairy donuts, okay, so let's talk about it. So dairy donuts will be makel. If you notice the Pischei Tshuva quote, that cakes and donuts and cookies, there's another kula. This is Pischei Tshuva Sifkat Gimel. It's also quoted by the Chachmas Adam and the Darki Tshuva and the Aruch HaShulchan, Bali HaShulchan, Sifkat and Beis. And they say cake is okay for a different reason. Why? Because people don't eat cake together with their meal, with meat, right? People eat cake for dessert. Nobody's eating cakes and cookies and donuts with meat. So, let's hope. So therefore cakes are okay, meaning the sikh are okay. Now, Rav Shachter says, well, one second, it's actually an interesting point. He says, but there's an iser, but you eat them for dessert after a fleshing meal. So he says, well, that's only a minute. The chumrah wasn't said for a minute. Says, if you remember Rav Shachter Lashitaso, he quotes it here, he quotes a Kaf HaChaim. I don't know what he's referring to exactly in the Kaf HaChaim. But anyway, he says, but isn't 1 hour a Mikra Din, Medina de Gemara, according to him? So he says, no. He says, yeah, but it's still more Kaf. So therefore, they didn't institute this Takana of Milchiga bread on types of food that you almost certainly don't eat with Fleishiks. So you'll say, what about crackers? Right? They have OUD crackers. How could OUD certified crackers? Because crackers you do eat with the meal, right? Breadsticks, things like that. So Rav Shachter writes about that in X77 in OU documents. And he says, well, that's because they're makel for right OUD because there's less than shishim. So he says, well, why don't we do the same thing for bread? So he says, you're right, really we should, except B'nai Adam would be miranein aleinu if we started making OUD bread, because they don't chap that there's less than shishim. So really, I said before that like you could tell if it's a lousy kashrus agency if they have dairy bread. It's not true. They're just not worried about their reputation. But if he said people are miranein, would be miranein aleinu if we made dairy bread, but they won't, not dairy, again, pachos mishishim. He said none of these things, apparently, none of the crackers or the breads or anything have anything close to shishim in it. So, I mean, I'm not talking about cheese crackers, I'm just, you know, playing snacker crackers that are OUD. So therefore, there's really no difference between OUD crackers and OUD bread. Why won't they certify OUD bread? Because people will badmouth the OU. And they don't do it for crackers. Why not? Because you see the badmouthers around Maratzim. So, but you have to worry about them also. It's not for any fundamental reasons. Yeah.
Let's talk about the crackers a bit. So then those cannot be eaten at the same time with fish.
Right.
So if you can't be eaten afterward, meaning immediately afterwards, let's say, or...
So now, an interesting question. Could you eat OUD crackers after Fleishiks when you know that there isn't shishim? Would Reshefter say, now we're machmir for a tavshil shel chalav, not to eat it after a tavshil shel basar. It's true. But here, there's shishim. So would you say that doing so, according to Reshefter, would be bitalisa lechatchila? I don't know. You have to ask Reshefter.
Oreo
shilas. No, Oreo shilas aren't even milchiks. There's no milk in Oreo. It's not even that it's batel b'shishim. It's just garnished. OUD crackers, let's assume, there's actually OUD because there's milk in it. It's just less than shishim. So that's a slightly different question. I would think it's okay. But the question is, would Rabbi Shechter think it's okay? Or would Rabbi Shechter say, no, this is begadir bitel aser l'chatchila? Or would you say, no, since tashil shochalav is mutter anyway? I don't know. You have to ask Rabbi Shechter what he would say in that shaila.
I think you could put this true to bagels too. I feel like the fact that I don't think anyone has bagels with meat with bagels. I feel like it's pretty standard.
Zap liver on a bagel. If lemaisa that's true, then it's true. I mean. Rosh Hashanah, and after one of these things, right? So you have to be mevarech if this is what people think and what people do or the like. So, could be. Yeah?
I heard from JLIC friends, there's this phenomenon called Basar Fest in certain colleges, where every stage of the meal has to have some basar involved in it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So with the heter for...
That throws out your dessert
heter. Does the heter for milted cakes apply to Fleishiks cakes, or no, because sometimes you have cake with milk?
Yes. I would think it does. I would think you're not allowed to make Fleishiks cakes, but you are allowed to make milchik cakes. Right. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik didn't like this pischei tshuva, this heter for that you don't eat them with them. And he...
Because of the time issue? He just thought
that who made up this kula? It's not a good kula. It's a shvacha kula. When he used to send, every morning, he would send somebody across the street to time out to get him a Danish. So he would say to them, and don't get me the non-kosher ones. Because, right, so no, forget that, right, even in the summer, because they had cheese danishes. Usually cheese danishes are okay anyway, because they're going to be nicker from the cheese sticking out. But let's say the type that isn't nicker. So he thought those were mamish, not kosher.
When I took Romero Salvation's class, he used to bring in donuts. And he would never eat from them. He said
right.
There are six reasons why his grandfather would never have eaten.
But he served them.
That's right.
Right. So I could think of a couple of reasons. But yes, according to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, it would be the Dunkin' Donuts would be treif, even if they were yashan and all the other problems were somehow solved. They would be okay.
Well, how are the custard donuts? Because
you don't see the custard.
No,
the custard stick. Yeah.
You can't see
them. No, but they make plenty of power of custard donuts. I don't even know if the Dunkin' Donuts custard is milchix, you know.
But, for cheese bread, would the cheese itself be good hecker?
I would assume. Can't you see it? I don't know what cheese bread is. But
I didn't either. Someone brought to a meal once that I was eating it. It was bread with burnt mozzarella cheese on top, like shredded mozzarella cheese on top of the pulled apart challah.
Okay.
It was really awkward because I didn't know what to do, and it was at
a flashing mirror.
It was at my apartment. No, it was a few Shavuos ago.
Oh, I see. Aha.
It's one
challah. It could be more. But if it was already usher, it's usher, right? If you're paskin, and if it was baked in, so we would say it's too late.
If you hold,
you see the cheese. If you, but you see the cheese on it, should be mutter. If you sell the cheese, it's mutter. Shine. Yeah.
Should it be usher to have garlic bread unless it, because garlic bread a lot of times is like melted butter, but there's also part of garlic bread with margarine, so unless it's muat.
Yeah, maybe you should say that garlic bread should only be muat. I don't know. Butter garlic bread should be, you should muat. Unless you say, Reshachter thinks that if it's something that people know is frequently milchix and frequently parut, but frequently milchix, you don't need, it's mutter. In other words, it's the isser only applies to something that the assumption is going to be its parut. So now, once this is garlic bread, again, garlic bread is going to be mutter according to those anyway that say the isser is only b'shasafia, right? Because you don't put the butter in at the, okay. Let's say the garlic bread where you take bread and you put butter on it and garlic powder, right? You buy a parv loaf of bread and then you make it. So according, you could be matir according to those that say it's only b'shasafia. And im timsalam alafia machmirim, so if people know that garlic bread is frequently milchix, so then Rav Shachter thinks it's mutter. Now, the Roshachter thinks the only isser is on things that the assumption is it's parav, like bread. The assumption is that bread is parav, and therefore it's usser to be milchix. So, when you have something like garlic bread, where the assumption is, I would think this is true, Roshachter in one of the tshuvos says, you have to take a survey and find out if this assumption is right. But I would assume that when people see garlic bread, they think, maybe this is milchix. They know sometimes garlic bread is milchix, sometimes it's parav. But nobody's going to take for granted that it's parav. So then, it's mutter. The isser only applies for things like bread, where the standard assumption is that this is milchix.
But obviously he doesn't like that by English Shmata.
Oh, no, he liked that originally. He was moda that, he was just choshesh that once they start making parav ones, it's going to be treated like bread. But you're right. He was moda in another tshuva that if people... Smart. Yeah. He didn't say that in the English muffin tshuva, I think. But he said that in the cracker tshuva. Mm-hmm. The end of the cracker tshuva, he writes... I'll read it to you. V'davar zet srichem levarer eitzel hamon am ha'im kvar hitparsem inyan zeh shakol yodim sheyesh crackers chalaviim gamkein v'lo rak parveh. B'shememela shaper yesh lomar shetzuraso muchachas alav sheulai eno parve. V'sheimkein yamuter v'advarim nirim ketzodkim. So he's makin v'zesfara. I would agree to you that English muffins would fall under that. I would think so. Even the ones there are parv, but in the English muffin shuva he didn't say that. Okay.
Would it be usher to make enough milk bread for one meal, but you're not for the meal you're about to have, but then freeze it? Because there's no chashat you can eat it. I mean, it might be telling him the chashat.
That's a leftover question.
No, he's saying this is
chachil. No, it's made it inedible by freezing. I mean, if you say frozen bread is inedible.
No, he's saying like this. It doesn't davar muat. As you only made a davar muat l'chatchila, so it's mutter, right?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. I hear.
He's
badly shuffled not
forget. That's because you're not going to forget. You need right
one. Aha. That's gufa the heter, right? In other words, that's a good svar. Since gufa the whole chash here is you're going to forget.
Okay. So then, what about writing that it's there? It's on the back.
In that case, maybe you could say there everybody would agree a simin l'achar fia would work. Right, I think that makes sense. The Pisrei Tshuva writes for a commercial bakery that, let's say you have a big milchig batter, so then could you split it into small amounts? You only sell one roll at a time. Milchig rolls, I won't sell a customer more than one, is that okay? So he says it's aser still. it's interesting because he says once you made the vater, it's aser already. It's chiddush to say it's aser kodem afia, but it sounds like he's that's what he's assuming. We said before that question. The ksav sofer though is meikel. Ksav sofer yardea samech aleph mem tes, and he writes that that in that case it's mutter. Mem tes. Fine. So does this iser apply? I'm not sure. I saw it quoted in a secondary source. Does this iser apply to other foods or just to bread? So the poskim disagree about this point. Many poskim say it's dafka bread. Why dafka bread? The Chachma Sadam says the dafka bepasuk yotzei bo sheikar chios adam talui bo gazrinim. Like we saw before, alechem yichya adam. Along similar lines, we saw the Shach say he didn't say it's dafka bread, but it's where so machmir because it's matzui because you eat this always with both. The Ramban gives a similar svara. The Ramban is in Avodah Zarah, Samach Vav Amud Beis, Dimascha Vali. He writes, Ein Shatin Es Sataner Be'alya, Vim Shat Kol HaPasas Kula Sura, Mipnei Hergel Avera, Vim Tomar V'ha Af B'dagim Sh'alu B'kara Itmar B'perek Kol HaBasar Asal Ochlan B'kutach. I think he means to point to Rav. Whereas maybe the fish should become Asar in Dagim Sh'alu B'kara Shal Basar, right? Should be able to have fleshy fish. The lo asru ima basar hasan bedagim leka hergal avera val bepas ika hergal avera shadim ofem imenu harbe va ochel pamim ima kutach pamim ima basar ulafika chasura liolam. So you see that that he holds that it's dafka by bread where again people assume make a lot of it at once and assume naturally it's parif. So it's not clear. Right. Let's say you had something else that would fall into that category but isn't bread. It's not clear. Now the Ramban says fish is okay. You're allowed to make cook fish in a fleshy pot, leaving aside sakana issues, right? But it's not clear. The Ramban leaves open the possibility, I suppose, of other things. Now you see the Taz in Sifkat Nalef takes for granted its lav dafka pas because he applies it to tavlin, to spices. We'll talk more about that Taz in 1 minute. The Pri Chadash and the Minchas Yaakov are Mekel, they think it's dafka bread. There are a number of Machmirim and a number of Mekelim. I think most are Mekel though. The Taz, the Knes Sagdola, the Pri Toar, the Beis Lechem Yehuda, the Machtas HaShekel, the Yad Yehuda, are all machmir, but I think rov poskim are mekel. So if you follow the machmirim, though, it's very interesting. Like, you couldn't have squash soup made with chicken stock, right? Or if an onion that was cut with a fleishig knife, l'chora, it should become treif. If it's not davar muat or something like that, right?
Anything?
I don't think.
You also make chicken stock.
Well, the chicken stock itself, as long as it's stock, is still okay.
Why? I mean, usually
because you could. Stock. Yeah, but it's chicken stock. The assumption is going to be chicken stock is fleishig, right? The question is going to be, but stam, it looks like broth,
stam
which
broth
is fleishig.
Stam
broth at least is a suffix. The question is going to be in things that people assume are parif that are actually fleishig. Like I said. Maybe for things cooked in a fleishig pot, you could be mekel. Why? Because it's anyway, it's not bar not, right? If you didn't have charif. But if it's something that people assume is parif, minastam, right? Like a spice, like spices, so then you wouldn't be able to have fleishigs according to the machmirim. But yeah, I think we are mekel on that shayla. Lemaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan's mekel. The Chassam Sofer, the Chavos Das, the Chachmas Adam, the Nachlas Tzvi. If you take a look, the Badi Shulchan's Mekel. Like in the end, he leaves off the Tzarch Ion. but lemaisa, he's meiko, sifkat nalef. So I think we're meiko. Now, just parenthetically, in that Taz, the Taz says something very, very interesting. Taz says, what's the following shaila? Let's say you have a parev maducha, right? A parev spice grinder that you accidentally made fleishiks. So, what's the halacha? So he says, it's aser, and you need a kasherit, and if you made spices, it's aser even b'diavad, until you're a machshirit. But if you have a fleishig spice grinder, l'chatchila, now there's not a par spice grinder that accidentally became fleishigs, but you start off with a fleishig spice grinder, then it's mutter. So, I don't understand. But, why? Because it's nicker, you'll say? But the spices aren't nicker. In other words, it sounds like from the Taz that, let's say I take a, I have a designated fleishig spice grinder. On the spice grinder it says meat on it. And I make a whole big batch of ground pepper. So that ground pepper is mutter. But if I had a par of spice grinder that was turned fleishig that made the batch of pepper is aser. So there's no hecker on the pepper. There's a hecker on the grinder. There's no hecker on the pepper. So why? What's the pshat in the Taz? Sounds like the Taz holds tremendous kula, which is if there's a hecker b'shas asiyah or b'shas afiyah, would be mutter. Or if you had a oven that was that said fleishiks on it, so you could make fleishiks bread in that oven, even a lot, just like you could make fleishik spices. Problem is that can't possibly really be true, because the Gemara says that if you have the fleishik oven, you can't make bread, right? If you use the coating of aliyah. It's very difficult to say that means like it accidentally became fleishiks or something like that. So that's why the Chavos Das thinks no. This kul of the Taz, that if you have a designated fleishik spice grinder, the spices are mutters, only davar muat. Ah, so if that's true, so then the Taz comes out of humongous chora, which is if it's davar muat, then why is it mutter? Why is it aser if it's this parv spice grinder that turned fleishiks? So then he says, you see from the Taz that he holds that there's an isser heftza on the spice grinder. We were clearing until now, maybe or not, there's an isser heftza on the bread. According to the Taz, there's an isser heftza on the spice grinder, so that if you make davar muat in the parv turned fleishik spice grinder, those spices are aser. That's really remarkable.
It means that any time that you make a parv kli,
fleishiks, not only does it make the food fleishiks, but the kli will, right. Right? That's what the Taz, if you made meruba and there's no napar nod and the like, yeah.
Which
are, yeah, right. But if it's like your power of pot, you know, it has one of those power stickers on it, right? So something that so then l'chore, that's what you know. Don't cook. Let's say you turned your power of pot fleishiks by accident, and you didn't have a chance to kasher it. So could you cook fleishiks in it while you're at it? No, it seems that way. Now then l'chore at that point it would be okay. In other words, the yisod of the Taz basically is that we don't rely on people remembering. That's what he thinks. This whole isser, why is there an isser for fleishik's bread? I'll remember it's fleishik's. The answer is that the basis of this takana is that people won't remember, right? So therefore, anytime you have a situation where it's likely people won't remember, that becomes usser. That l'chor is the gader hadin according to the Taz. But I don't think we pass in that way. I don't think we pass in like this Taz. Fine. So we said before that there are machmirim in terms of other minim and mekilim, and we paskin like the mekilim. So that's only going to be true though when it comes to non-bread things. But when it comes to pasaba bekisnin, so then we follow, we treat them as pas for these halachos. Pasaba bekisnin for other areas of halacha, not brachos, are treated as pas. And this would be an example. And that's why, as we noted, the pischei tshuva has to come onto the heter for cake. You don't have a raya from the fact that he says, oh, the kula for cake is because people only eat it, don't eat it with meat, that he holds it your machmir for sharminim. No, he's machmir over there. Why? Because it's pasav avakistin. And pasav avakistin for these purposes would be considered a pas. So that's why we said before, berekas, for example, are probably pasav avakistin, and therefore having a milchiks or fleishiks berekas without a simen on it would be a problem. Cheesecake's going to be okay usually because it's always Knicker. Yeah, but again, certainly according to a chef, it's okay. In other words, if you see something that looks like cheesecake, you're going to ask. You're going to ask before you eat it, right? What about bishogeg? So, lechora from the Ramah, you see that the pas becomes asar even if it became fleishik's bishogeg, because the shach says v'mzav tachtav dino kanilo shimo, right? Zav tachtav, that was bishogeg. However, and the Prima Gadim isn't so sure about this. Take a look at Mishpat Zav Sifkat and Aleph. But he says, "Umistima saposkim mash ma'af b'shogeg aser kol shaloshina tzuras hapas v'tzarch iyan." And most poskim seem to be machmir on Nishayla, including the Aruch HaShulchan and Yabia Omer. Take a look, Chelik Aleph, Yerodea, Simen Hei, Os Dalet. However, there are mekilim. The Imre Bina is Mako. He writes, "Lo asru rak shelo lasos biyadayim, aval alatzad hamikra v'hizdamnus nafal chala val hapas de'ein lo asru lechol b'melach u'mashakasav harama de'imzav tachta dino kilo nilosh imo haynu b'nasnu l'tanar b'yachad al kolpanim bali de pshiyaso aval im kara mikra b'vli das b'shogeg shezav tachta chalav al hapas." Now, what would this svara be? L'chora, he's understanding that this is a knas. Like we said before, ein lashon, the Gemara says. It's asr to do this. And if you did it, so then they consent you. They said the bread is asr b'diaved. But if it was b'shogeg, then he says it's mutter. Now, this is a very big chiddush, but there is one rishon that might sound this way. The Me'iri in Psachim on Daf Lamed Amad Aleph writes, ein lashon es ha'isa b'chalav, v'im lash, Komsinoso. He says it's a lashon of knas. So maybe the Me'iri would say that if it's b'shogeg, it would be mutter. It's not clear in the Me'iri, because then he continues, Komsinoso lesser lo es kol apas af la'achla b'fnei atzma m'pnei hergal aveira shema yavol achla b'basa. Not clear, but he does use a lashon of knas. It sounds like from the Me'iri, he would learn, like the Imre Bina, that it would be mutter if it was b'shogeg. But again, I think the halacha is in that shaila, we are machmir. One final shaila, just to bring us back to the beginning of what we're supposed to be chazaring now. So we talked about recha and zeya and the like. So let's say you heated up your challah in an oven full of open chicken and the like. So does the challah become asr, b'diavad? So that's Recha, we'll say maybe it doesn't come asr b'diavad because Recha lav milsi b'diavad. But what about the Zeya? So I saw that there are poskim that are machmir on the Shaila. But maybe it's mistaber that for this you could be so mech on Rav Shechter that anyway there's no Zeya in our ovens. Usually anyway it's not going to be Fleishik's liquids. So then you'd also have Rav Moshe to be mekel on. So maybe for that, there's more room, there's more makom lahakel, especially because anyway, according to the Mekilim, post-afia, it's going to be mutter, right? So it only would be a shayla, and usually challah is probably davar muat, not always. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you consistently have half a loaf of bread after Shabbos is over, it's not davar muat. But it might be davar muat, and it might be achar afia, and it's anyway, our ovens are likely not to have any zeya and the like, so maybe... Maybe one could be somech on mekilim in that case. So hadran alach hilchos bas b'chalav, as I mentioned, the bechina is coming up a week from tomorrow. So I started writing the bechina, and a lot of really good questions, but it was getting to be too long. It's like 50 questions, and I remembered the promise that I said last time that I wouldn't make it so long. So I decided I would take like half the questions and give them to you as review questions, and then maybe put a couple of them on the bechina, couple of the review questions. So I'll Ezra Sashem email them to you. So I'm not going to send you all the. I'll send you a bunch of review questions. Some of them will be on the bechina, but don't assume that all the bechina questions will be from the review questions. Most of the bechina questions will be new questions. So you don't have to use them, but if you're interested, then that'll be that's what I'll send. That's Jim. Anybody wants to look at document X118? I have another copy. So we'll have them for right now here. Great.